This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 29th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
That is the foursome. Got a lot to do on the show today. Game Show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win some Paisanos gift cards later in the program. Jay Busby's going to join us, one of our faves. We'll talk to Jay about all things going on in the sports world, like the proposed baseball season, the new proposal. And David Falk is going to join us, who was Michael Jordan's agent.
I love David.
Super agent of the NBA at one point in time. And we'll talk about The Last Dance. And he'll also talk about his very expensive toaster that he's hawking.
Hey, you got to get that toast perfect, JP. You know that.
I think the toaster that he was pushing.
Yeah.
And he sent me an email, and he was like, JP, get this for your wife already. I think it was offered at Neiman Marcus.
Which how much was it?
It's now bankrupt.
It was $100.
Yeah, oh, you no, more said, than that. Give it to me for free, and
who
then I will.
Who needs a $100 toaster?
What is it? A company that he endorses? Is that essentially what it
was? Yeah, I think it was $500, Jason.
At least.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was that's crazy nice expensive.
I hope it cooks a full meal for you.
Yeah. You should have had him give you a free one.
I put a piece of sourdough bread in a $35 toaster oven from Walmart yesterday morning.
Came out fine.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was crusty. It was perfect. I put the exact right amount of margarine on it. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
Don't need a $500 toaster.
Nope.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
That would never happen in my house.
You know what's funny is I see Cakes every day with his daily beanie.
Yeah.
And he's always talked about his forehead is for sale.
Absolutely.
It essentially is. And I know he's got to deal with MGM.
Yeah.
He does wear the Ellie's hats.
I do. All of ours
are, really.
I'll throw some Pacers in there.
I mean, JP never wears hats.
They're pretty much people that have either given him free stuff or he's on the payroll for.
Yes. This is correct.
Yeah,
I'm a mercenary.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm wearing Expos and Nationals hats every day.
Yeah. Again, there's a lot of real estate here.
You're endorsing them.
And it's always up for sale. It's always, it's there. It's ready to go.
It's a good hustle. Years ago, I had a hustle with Full Tilt Poker.
Mm-hmm.
I worked out a deal with him.
Yeah.
But it looks like, I wouldn't be surprised if Cakes behind the scenes has a deal. I would not be surprised.
I would love to. I would be very upfront about it. Other than my poker ambassador deal, I don't have an under the table deal with my man, Johnny Grooms.
Right.
I just spread the word, but yeah,
Well, that's a pretty good deal in itself. I mean, that's free money.
It's a very good deal. I just it would be nice if at some point those doors would reopen and we could get the ball rolling on that deal again. Would be nice, but
eventually,
public safety obviously first and foremost.
What's so funny is I know what a slut JP is for money. That if he got a deal, suddenly he'd wear a hat every day, and he's not a hat guy.
No, he's not a hat guy.
By the way, I just haven't braved the Clippers yet. I bought the Clippers, and I bought them a couple weeks ago, but I desperately need a haircut. My hair is really long. I mean, I can gel it up and kind of mask it a little bit. I'm wondering, Jason, can you take off your hat? How long is your hair? Have you gotten a haircut?
I look like Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
No, I've not gotten a haircut.
Yeah, but you don't have an arm like him.
I don't know. I wish I did.
Yeah, you're better.
No, I haven't gotten a haircut probably since February. It's been a while, bro.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Been a while.
I miss Roosters.
There's no reason to get one. I mean, it's not like I go anywhere.
Yeah.
Don't need one for the golf course.
Me that my connection is so spotty. I'm going to try to download this the special app, see if that can help. But just carry on without me, fellas.
Yeah, your connection is a little bit spotty. I can hear that. Do you guys hear that? The kind of interruptions in his audio?
Not really.
Yeah, it sounds like he's underwater.
Doesn't sound like that to me. It sounds silly, but then when I was listening to Cakes, it sounded broken
up. Now you sound a little bit bubbly over there.
Yeah. All right, carry on.
It's not great.
So we were talking about sports memorabilia yesterday.
Yes.
I worked out a deal with a listener to sell my Peyton Manning helmet.
How did you choose that listener? Because you had many.
It was the best offers. It was the best offer.
So you decided ultimately not to go with like the sob stories from some of the listeners where, oh, my 4-year-old's a huge Peyton guy or
this was a combo. This was a combo of best offer and he said he wanted it for his kid.
Okay.
Now he offered $250 for it.
Wow, $250.
But I said I can't take that. I said I would feel bad. I don't know. I'm just a good dude. I said I can't take $250. I'll take $150.
Okay.
So
I like your sliding scale.
And he actually omnev'd the money already.
Wow.
And he's impressive. I don't know. We're going to meet somewhere this week around Ashburn, but he so it's going to be $150 and a handle of Tito's. Right.
It's
but I did tell him, I said, if you don't like the helmet, he said he saw it on Zoom yesterday, on camera yesterday. I said, if you don't really like it, I'll just refund you. So I'm going to work out a deal to get rid of the Peyton Manning helmet.
All right. Good. Good. All parties benefit.
JP,
the sound of it.
I went with the best offer.
All right. I could understand that. I mean, if I was you, I would have just given it away.
I know. You're a better dude than me, though.
You know.
Oh, by the way, do you guys have any people that frame things?
A framing hookup? Last time I checked, I do
Barry
not have...
Sanders just signed my jersey.
Very good.
Yeah,
Barry came through.
Barry Sanders. Sanders
looks
right
like
there.
There's two signatures.
No, he just has... He personalized it, and he said, best wishes, and then he signed it.
Gotcha.
And that is finally. How long was it?
Oklahoma State jersey?
Yep, that's the Oklahoma State. I don't know, Valdez. What was that, about January when I sent it? When did we have him on? It was right before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I sent it probably right after the Super Bowl. So it took, 3 months.
Now, this is key. This is a key question. Was it personalized to you? Now, is this up for bids, up for sale, up for trade? Or does it say to Jason?
Were you not listening?
No,
he just said it says
it says my name.
No, I need to make sure it doesn't have his name on it. This is a very important distinction.
No, it does.
So in about 5 years, Jason will sell that for $150.
So it's right there, Jason. Can you see that?
Jason, okay. So that makes it tougher to part with, tougher to sell.
All right, so I got to add this to my sports room downstairs.
Well, you can just apply the $150 that you got or you're about to get and put that towards your frame because framing, as we talked about, can be pricey.
So Drabby and Valdez, you guys killed me for asking. I don't know. It was kind of embarrassing, but I had to do it. And
I made the interview memorable.
Got it done.
Because if I recall, Barry wasn't that good other than that.
Right.
And that was kind of the highlight. Because
it was the highlight of the interview. Yeah.
It was awkward. I can't even remember exactly how he responded to you, but there was a pause, and we laughed. And that
but there was
the most memorable.
There wasn't a pause because he felt uncomfortable. There was a pause because of the connection.
Probably so. Probably
remember
so.
It was like a Skype thing, right, Drabby? It was a Skype thing.
Yeah, I was Skyped in.
Is Drabby there?
He's talking to Eric to try and get him up and running with
troubleshooting.
His awful connection.
So I want to thank J.B. Bernstein, Barry's agent, and his assistant Maggie. They got it done for me.
Very nice of them to take care of you.
Got it in the mail yesterday.
That's all right.
So the maybe one of the big news items in the sports world yesterday was former Redskins cornerback Bashaud Breeland was arrested in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He faces charges of resisting arrest, having alcohol in his car, having an open container, possession of 28 grams or less of marijuana or 10 grams of hash, and the ever popular amongst athletes, driving without a license.
Well, that's all. That's a constant. Anytime an athlete gets popped, they never have a registration. They never have like a current license. It's weird. It's a weird phenomenon.
Hey, look, during this COVID deal, what else is there to do besides booze it up?
It sounds like a fun night out in the town. I mean, yeah. you can't drink and drive. I don't know if he got rung up on those charges, but he had an open container. I guess, like you said, he had the 28 grams or less of the weed. It just sounds like a party night for old Bashaw Breeland, for Breeland Island.
All pretty minor stuff. I mean, stupid, but pretty minor.
I guess he has 1 year remaining on his deal with the Chiefs, of course, coming off the Super Bowl win. But I mean, that was interesting.
We knew he was a knucklehead when he was here at the Skins, when we did our 106.7 The Fan event out in Virginia. What was the name of the event, Valdez? You can maybe refresh.
106.7 The Fan Day, isn't it?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
When he was one of the paid guys to show up and sign autographs, and he brought his hoopty with the big giant Breeland Island sticker on the back of it.
Yeah, remember I saw him at the car wash here in Ashburn, yes. And his car had on his tag said Breeland Island.
Yeah.
Not Revis Island, Breeland Island.
Yeah, so he's always been a little bit out there. But these charges, they surprised me not one bit.
Correct. And it happened at 1:30 in the afternoon, Cake, so it wasn't 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. 1:30 in the afternoon, so he was getting after it early.
Well, he's just preparing for a fun evening, I guess. He was ramping up to a really
pre-gaming.
Fun evening.
He was pregaming.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he was.
A little pregame action.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more day drinking. You guys, some of you guys have been drinking a decent amount. By the way, speaking of drinking, thank you to Corona for delivery yesterday to my house. I don't know if you guys all received your deliveries.
Oh, yes, we did.
With Cinco de Mayo coming up, they made their delivery of Corona. So thank you very much for that.
I got shipped 18 packs of Modelo. This is now my third beer delivery to my home since the pandemic started. Third.
Yeah, you got plenty.
I do have plenty. So thank you again to the fine people at Corona and Modelo.
Let's see how long it takes you to finish it.
Yeah, it might take a little while.
Gonna take a few
weeks. I will work at it, though.
I tried my first seltzer last night. Mm-hmm. Not a fan.
Oh, really?
That's just personal. You know, I love Corona beer.
Yeah.
But the seltzer, I've never tried a White Claw.
Yeah.
I know that's under the Corona brand.
That's their version of White Claw, though.
Yeah, not a fan. I'm not a seltzer water guy.
I can do a fruity seltzer.
I think I can mix it.
Hey, you know what? Seltzer me up something with the bubbly water. Some alcohol and some mango flavor. I can enjoy that.
So Cinco de Mayo is coming up. That's traditionally a party day. A lot of people go out to the bars and celebrate. And that's the way I always remember Jason's birthday. Your birthday is either the day before or day after. I think your birthday is the day before Cinco de Mayo, right?
Me and Rory McIlroy.
You and Rory. Rolls.
It's also Star Wars Day, right? It's May 4th. Right?
May the 4th, yeah.
May 4th. The 4th be with you.
Yeah, it's Monday, yep.
So do you have plans for the big 5-0?
God, that just sounds so awful, doesn't it?
The big 5-0. It does sound terrible.
No, our plans will be this weekend. We're going to have some people over, do a little driveway happy hour, like we like to get after it that way. So that'll be on Saturday, so we'll celebrate. Well, actually, my wife's birthday is Friday, May 1. And so my birthday is Monday, so we'll just celebrate it in between on Saturday. So no real plans on Monday.
Did you get something for your wife?
Not yet.
I mean, you're running out of time.
Remember, I've banned Amazon purchases.
Yeah, that's pretty critical during this time.
I told my wife what you did. She was outraged. She was like, "Are you serious?" I was like, "Yeah." His wife ordered a bunch of stuff, and he just cut him off.
I just canceled it all. I didn't cancel it all. I just canceled the big purchases. No, I'll probably just get a nice card and, I don't know, a gift card. I mean, what else am I going to get her? I mean, I took her to Italy for her 50th.
That's pretty big. It's a pretty big one.
Spent a boatload on that.
Yeah.
I think I got a free pass for about 10 years.
Some big milestones upcoming. So your 50th today is mine and Amy's 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congrats, Cakes.
25 years, yeah. Thank you.
Nicely
thank
done.
You. Yes.
25 is a big one.
25 in. Don't 20, have really big plans.
25 days is a big one.
Did you at least get a card?
That will be happening as soon as the show is done.
Okay.
I'll have to run out, throw my mask on.
So she didn't wake up with one.
No. Wait, she's still sleeping.
I know, but later in the day, I assume she'll wake up before 10.
No. It'll be after the show is done, mask, go pick up a few things, make a few arrangements, come back home.
Gotcha.
I mean, what should I get my wife? I mean, during the COVID.
I don't know. It's your wife.
I mean, what would you get your wife now during, you know, for a birthday?
Just I mean, minimum, flowers? You could, I don't know. Minimum you could get flowers, but I'd probably buy some sort of outfit.
An outfit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't do outfits. I don't know what she likes.
I don't dabble with clothes.
No, you know I'm what works? You. Now, you know, they listen to everything is I'll punch up regular websites. Like I might punch up ESPN.com and an ad will pop up for something that she's been looking at. That's my go-to move now. Those pop-up ads, which you generally ignore, those are tells as to what they're looking at.
Sure. Big Brother's watching.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Like I mentioned, we'll give you a chance to win some Paisano gift cards a little bit later in the show with a game show Wednesday. Jay Busby's joining us and Super Agent David Falk all right here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a game show Wednesday coming up at 7:20. Give you a chance to win some Paisano gift cards. Believe we have two to give away on a game show Wednesday. Should we play Who Am I or Chucky's Password?
Ooh. Your choice.
Do we have a preference, really?
I'm throwing it out there.
I like Chucky's Password.
I like Who Am I, but the round robin.
Oh, that's the worst game ever. I'm a password guy, but I don't know. Cakes,
you're the deciding vote.
Where do you stand?
I like to get the producers involved.
Password.
Password. Thank you.
We'll play Chucky's Password, 720.
Yeah.
Nice.
Those are your non-prep games. We didn't have to write any questions, so that's why we're choosing those two.
What's the animosity towards the round robin?
It's just, I don't know.
Somebody always gets boxed into a corner. Yeah. I always freeze and panic. And
yeah,
box
Jason's
the game.
Never the guy because he always picks himself like second, so he has no problem with the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got like five monitors in front of you. You can just look on the internet and just get your own clue.
Yeah, it's
true. But I think they're right that you get boxed in. Like somebody starts off with, I'm an NHL player, and then you're already like scrambling, and then you'll say, I'm not on the Caps, and they'll really scramble.
Yeah, but that's the fun part is watch people struggle to come up with something.
Well, you got outvoted, Jason.
EB, did you see that that Barry signed the jersey? I know you're having some problems with your connection.
I couldn't hear a word you were saying. Drabia had me on the verge of signing up for some monthly service online. It was crazy what was going on during the break.
Right, you're going to spend $20 a month.
Yeah. What's going on?
Barry Sanders signed the jersey and sent it back to me yesterday.
You have it in your possession. Can you show it? Did you do that last break?
I did. I'll show you.
Hold on. Yeah, I wasn't looking. Let me see.
Can watch
I think we should all
NBC
show
Sports
something
Washington.
Memorabilia-wise every day.
Would you be willing, and I'm not going to sell it, I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to be willing to sign the jersey for me?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, all right, what does it say, Jason?
It just says my name and says best wish. Best wishes, and they signed it.
It says, you're a pest, and I didn't really want to sign it, Barry Sanders.
How much did that end up costing you when it was all said and done? About $40?
Yeah, it was like $40.
It says, you're a grown man. You shouldn't be asking for my autograph. That's what it says.
It's going to look so good in the sports room.
Eric, you also missed that a listener offered him $250 for his faded Peyton Manning signed helmet.
Oh, yeah? Did you
and
get
Tito's.
I took $150. I said, I can't take $250.
But you could take $150.
Yeah, he's okay taking $150.
I gave him $100 off the original.
In the world's biggest bottle of Tito's.
Yeah,
you know that signature must be so faded if he took $100 off of the price.
I'm surprised he wanted to get rid of it.
Well, you saw it. It just doesn't look great.
I have a faded Dick Vitale signed little mini basketball. It says, "It's awesome, baby."
Someone will buy it, I guarantee it.
You know what that's worth?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. But I would have a hard time. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really mean that much to me, but did you guys get that too? I don't even remember how I got that from Vital. It must have been some sort of deal that we did.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way he signed it for you. That was just a generic thing.
Years ago, we did bar appearances for a Dick Vital sound-alike contest where
how long
would,
ago was that?
I mean, 20 years
that
ago.
Was for, is that Heineken when we had a Heineken thing?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that was the Heineken bar party. Yeah. We've done so many appearances over the years, but I believe that we did some for a bunch of, like, wannabe Dickie V's, and they would just do their version of It's Awesome,
contest.
Baby. So my guess is it might have just been a giveaway.
I think he probably had a book that came out, and it might have come with...
Yeah, he sent it out like a promotional thing.
Yeah, that's possible.
We might be doing that next week.
For
with nothing going on. What? Dick Vitale sound-alike contest.
Yeah.
Well, now he sounds like a shadow of his old self.
And then the week after that, we'll do a Bill Walton sound.
I mean, how old is Dickie V? He's got to be. Is he mid 70s, if not 80?
Yeah, but the thing is, he like lost his voice or something. Remember, like in the
he lost his timbre.
Yeah, in the last 10 years, he's really lost his mojo on his voice.
It's going to happen to all of us at some point.
Yeah.
All right,
makes your bags look pretty big today. And I have bags all the time. Your left eye looks like you were punched.
Left eye Lopez.
I was up until midnight last night because we'll be releasing the episode hopefully today. But I did a Time and Room podcast with head coach John Tillman from the University of Maryland.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. It was awesome. And John was great. But I was up until midnight editing and trying to put it all together.
What time did you actually do the interview with him?
I did the interview like 8 6? To like 9:30.
Oh, okay.
We hung up with him, or like I signed off the interview, and he kept telling stories for another 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It finally got to the point where it was a little bit awkward where I was like, Coach,
he's flaming you after the interview was done?
Everyone's in quarantine, Case.
I guess that's true.
Everyone's locked in. We were just telling stories.
That's cool.
Coach ran a marathon last year with the Looney Brothers. Can you imagine? Coach is our age.
Nice.
That's strong.
And it was the first one he'd ever done.
While you mentioned that, shout out to my daughter, Kelsey. She ran a half marathon the other day. I know there aren't actual marathons, but
very good.
Very good. She was running.
Right.
She's taken up running during this quarantine, and she got past 9 miles, and she said, let me see if I can make it to 13.1. And so she did a half marathon on Monday.
That's great.
That is awesome. Congrats to Kelsey, man, because I know that she never struck me as someone that loved running. Like, even when I watched her play soccer and that sort of thing, she was a good soccer player. But she never struck me as somebody that wanted to do, like, long-distance running, you know?
Yeah, I think that she's just, look, there's not much to do during quarantine. I think that she's taken up fitness a lot and nutrition. She's taken a nutrition class, and so she's all into working out.
Well, my son runs to the fridge. That's about as far as he's run during the quarantine.
Fridge is good.
Yeah, he's not doing hardly anything.
Well, Flakesy ran 3.78 miles yesterday, and then he tweaked his left calf and had to walk the rest of the way home, which is always
How far away were you?
I was probably 3/4 mile from my house.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's fine, but you just feel like a loser and an old person when you can't make you can't make your 4 mile run.
Right. Like, and you limped like home.
I limped to the finish line, and I just felt like a giant loser.
Well, at least you were able to walk home because I told you.
Yeah, I was
right
to
before
walk.
Right before this quarantine, I was prepping for a marathon, and I was doing a long run. It was scheduled a 13-miler. And on mile 9, I seriously tweaked something, and I had to get my wife to pick me up,
right?
I was 4 miles away from home.
It just stinks.
Well, I mean, it's gotten to the point now where I've had a real heavy realization of my age when, you know, everyone's been walking during the breaks, and now I'm all into counting my steps because JP did the story. You got to do like 9,000 steps or you're going to die, whatever the number is.
It just helps you live longer.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to, and now I find walking somewhat taxing, a little bit out of breath, and it's kind of like my daily thing. And now, since I've been walking these last couple of weeks, like specifically walking, I don't know that running is much. There's much more running in my future.
There's probably not that much.
Walking's way better. It's not nearly as. I don't know that running is much. There's much more running in my future.
There's probably not that much.
Walking's way better. It's not nearly as taxing on you.
Not as hard.
Right? I don't feel sore. I do get a little out of breath and sweaty, but yeah. I think my running days
are Dunsky.
They might be close to Dunsky.
Right.
What about the rollerblading?
Chris Farley hates this portion of the podcast when he listens to it.
Well, no, I mean, I think running is great, but I mean, let's be honest. I'm 50 years old, and a brisk walk serves the same purpose, Cakes.
There
certainly
you go.
Does. You know,
get those 10,000 steps in a day, you're fine.
Or ride the bike. I do like riding the exercise bike, even though it's an old exercise bike that my kids make fun of. If I get off it for 45 minutes and I've ridden 16 miles, I feel like a monster.
It's
but, you know, it's riding a bike.
A Nubaton. It's a Nubaton.
I should take a picture of it. I got a pretty nice workout room, but that bike is the worst part.
It's the original workout bike. It's like the first one that came off the assembly line.
Yeah. It was cool in 1982. I think when they had the, you know, like when people were using, what were the old gym apparatus? Like the
Nautilus equipment?
Like Nautilus. I think when Nautilus came out, this was hot.
You got a Bowflex?
It's way before Bowflex.
Hey, shout out to my Nordic track from back in the day. I'm in the late 90s.
I think we have another injury today from what I can tell.
We do?
What's the other
it
injury?
It looks like 100 blood vessels exploded in Cakes' nose today.
It is super so red?
How many beers last night, Cakes?
He looks like it.
How many beers last night?
Last night I had one Modelo and I had one other beer that will not be named. So I had two. I mean, it was nothing crazy. Standard.
Maybe it's the run.
Maybe the run is upsetting this very delicate ecosystem.
Did you guys notice? It's redder than ever.
Maybe it's the lighting.
I can't tell as much.
It is. I'm also wearing like a reddish shirt.
Well, no.
It blends in with your Brooks Like jersey.
It kind of does, yeah.
You can see with Cakes, it's kind of like there's a transition. Halfway down his nose, all of a sudden it gets redder. You know what I mean? Like midway and up towards his eyes, he has a normal skin tone.
It looks like he's taking up boxing. He's got done sparring.
Hey, it's allergy season.
Is that the booze?
Back off. It's allergy season.
Out there? I've been sneezing like crazy.
It is allergies.
You know how much pollen's out right behind that door I'm pointing at?
Yeah.
It's the yellow killer is what it is.
Yeah,
it's definitely the allergies.
So out there.
By the way, speaking of Rona, you got the Rona.
Speaking of Chris Farley, got to thank him. He sent some new Nike Pegasus through the house. So you heard us seen talking about running and walking all the time. He says, here you go. Here's some new kicks for your daily walks.
Because you're too snobby to wear the Brooks. You have to have the Nikes.
So they're nice gray with the Carolina blue stripe. They're sweet. So thank you, Chris Farley.
Yes,
from
thank you, Chris Farley.
Does he have any walking shoes he can send me? Because I haven't gotten any boxes.
I don't know why you don't like the Nike Pegasus. They're very comfy.
By the way, you know, you guys heard that one of his stores got robbed last week, right?
No idea. Which one?
And not robbed by Jason for the Nike Pegasus. Like, somebody came in and
with guns blazing?
No, it was while the store was closed, thankfully. Right. There were no employees there, but I think there were multiple perpetrators, and they haven't caught them yet.
So I'm sure D.C. police is doing whatever they can.
Was it the D.C. store? Was it the one?
I think it was Logan Circle location.
Logan Circle, right. Okay.
And I think this is already on social media. I'm not putting it out there when he doesn't want it out there. But, I mean, it just sucks. You know, like a business that's clearly affected by the pandemic, like most businesses are. And then some jerks are going to rob them.
Yeah. Right.
I just felt terrible for them.
Desperate people, man.
People are desperate at this point.
They really are.
It sucks.
Very desperate.
I'm just bitter that I haven't gotten a box lately.
What?
We're desperate for sports, and it looks like baseball has another proposal, right? Are we going to open up the Junkie Sports page, Jason? That's what was scheduled for the segment. But
what's the end of the segment?
Yeah, you guys had to goof on my red nose
for 6 minutes. We can get to that story, then we can bleed into the next segment. Nothing but time here.
I missed the entire intro. Yeah. Who are our guests again today? Jay Busby. Oh, David Falk. That's right. I was there for that. I can't wait to talk to Falk.
Yeah, he's going to hawk the toasters, remember?
Yeah.
All right, so Major League Baseball and the Players Association are talking about a three separate division league with three separate sites. All right. Now, it seems like every week there's a new plan.
Right.
Remember we had just Arizona. Then we had Florida and Arizona. Now we have Florida, Arizona, Texas, right? So there would be three divisions, 10 teams in each division. One division would play in Arizona, one division would play in Florida, and the third would play in Texas. All the East Coast teams would play, and you're only playing those teams in your division, so you wouldn't be playing, you know, the teams from Arizona and Texas.
Right. And they're wiping out the leagues, right? So the Nationals
there would be no American
be
League,
play,
no, right?
The Nationals would be playing the Orioles all the time.
Yeah, dude, this might actually be fun.
And the Phillies would be in there. It'd be kind of all regional.
Yep. Right. So three divisions based on geography: East Coast in Florida, West Coast in Arizona, and the Central Division, which would be all the teams in the Midwest, would be playing in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like it. Is that fanless?
That would be fanless.
Can we do it like the White House press briefings where we have like three or four seats between? It's better than nothing.
Yeah. Well, maybe they eventually get
fans.
There.
Come on.
You know, the 50-50 jackpot would not be sold.
Well, it'd be terrible. But you'd win.
Yeah, you might win, but I mean, you win the nubbins.
Right.
And then they got to work on broadcast partners and who would be broadcasting what and where and all that nonsense, because you got to watch the games. That's the point of doing it.
Do they leak sort of what they're thinking
in terms of the target date?
Yeah.
I didn't see that in the story. No, I don't think they were grasping
at June.
Yeah, because I think we keep talking about there's a life cycle. No matter how vicious it is, there's a life cycle to all these viruses, you know, in all likelihood. So this thing's going to quiet down.
Well, the story from the weekend was they were looking at 80 to 100 games. Whenever that, you know, they'd have to get back in some sort of camp, too. I don't know how long they would do that, 2-3 weeks maybe. Yeah. And then it would be 80 to 100 games.
Well, the pitchers need at least 3 weeks. There's no way you're going to put a pitcher out there unless you want him to pitch, you know, three innings for the first month of the season.
Right.
All right, give the pitchers 2 weeks. And the rest of the players, give those lollygaggers like 2 days. They don't need that much work.
Well, they're only going to get like 10 starts.
We've seen spring training, okay? We know what happens leading up to the season.
You just wonder, though, what the players are going to say about, because this is the whole deal where some of these guys, if they have to move to Texas, let's say, but they're not allowed to bring their family.
Yeah,
a lot of these players are going to balk at this.
I know.
They'll be able to bring their family.
But if they want to get paid.
They'll be able to bring their
family. Although some of the big dollar guys that don't need to get paid, they might say, screw it, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be away from my kids. I mean, Mike Trout's got a brand new baby coming.
There's no way they're going to be able to do it and be away from their family. They're going to have to bring the families. And then, everyone's going to kind of have to hunker down and be really, really great with the social distancing and all that stuff, and then they're gonna have to test these guys all the time.
Yeah, they're gonna have to
negotiate
that.
That's the only way to do it until we get a viable treatment and that sort of thing.
Jason, did you see that Trey Mancini has stage 3 colon cancer?
Yeah, I was gonna get to that. It's kind of a scary story, man. I mean,
is that the guy that just had it? Who was the guy that had the cancer with the Oriole that had the cancer?
It was Trey, but they announced that it was stage 3 colon cancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he got a physical and then he was taking a leave of absence from.
He had the surgery, but it's advanced further than they had thought.
Yeah, and he's going to have to do 6 months of chemo.
6 months of chemo, yep.
Yeah.
28 years old.
Yeah.
Well, scary.
I don't know a lot about it, but I do think it's treatable. It's one of the more treatable ones. Stage three sucks, but I think, you know.
It's better than stage four.
Yeah. I think he's, you know, he's a healthy young person, so he's got his, probably a better shot than most.
And he won't be playing in 2020, obviously. Yeah. So
well, good. His health is a priority.
But thoughts and prayers out to Trey.
Yeah, that's terrible.
He's like a good dude. Is NASCAR going to come back soon? I'm not a NASCAR guy, but I believe I saw a story. Like, to me, I'm surprised that tennis hasn't come back in some form. Golf and then NASCAR, I think, may be making a comeback at some point.
Maybe in May. The North Carolina governor is saying the Coca-Cola 600 likely to run as scheduled May 24th.
So a month away.
Yep.
Even though I'm desperate for sports, I'm not desperate enough to watch NASCAR. I'm sorry.
If NASCAR came back, I would watch it. I would watch the first 10 laps. Yeah.
Are you kidding? I'd have it on in the background. I wouldn't necessarily be locked in. Every race would be on in the background. Dude, those big races are fun. Daytona 500.
Well, Daytona's fun, but like Cake said, first 10 laps, last 10 laps.
I can't watch like lap 120. I mean,
you don't have to lock in, but you'd have it on in the background, I would think.
I'd rather watch the horsies.
Valdez is still trying to push the Saturday happy hour. I'm kind of pushing back now because I feel like Jason's not all in.
Oh, who cares about me? You could do it.
Yeah, but I think it's better.
You get your boy Awad up there and you have Drabby and Valdez.
No, I know. I like it. The more the merrier.
You get McKinney and Pedro. You'll have fun.
Well, are we going to do it or not? Because I had to call Uncle Kenny to see if he was going to be able to give out some winners.
And you said he's ready, right?
Yeah, he's getting the sheets. He's getting all ready.
Oh, we want winners either way.
Right.
I need Uncle Kenny dialed in.
Right. Now, how many races are there at the Arkansas Derby? Are there like 10?
No clue.
Would it work, Valdez, time-wise? Because I think you're right. I think we'll probably... One of us will probably, or a couple of us will probably broadcast from 9 to noon. A couple of us will probably broadcast. Actually, I can't in the morning. I could noon to 3, potentially.
I think we're looking at this at after 3 o'clock.
Right, but last time we started at 2.
Yeah, but remember the draft schedule is different than the previous schedule. The previous schedule had Jason and I Saturdays 9 till noon. I believe you were on Sundays, EB.
I know, every week it's different. Believe me, every week has been different.
Yeah, someone will be on till 3 o'clock. I don't know who it's going to be.
Well, JP and I did 9 to noon for the first 3-4 weeks, and then we switched it up just for a draft weekend.
The Derby runs at 7:43 Eastern time.
So you're talking...
Oh, it's a night race.
PM.
Yeah, because remember, it's supposed to be when the Kentucky Derby is, and it always runs late.
Yeah, but we need multiple races, because 15 minutes between... It's more fun like we did when we were going from track to track.
Yeah, they'll have tracks running.
Right. Yeah, that was fun.
But the Kentucky Derby usually.
My picks at Valdez.
Kentucky, they usually race around 6:30. They don't race almost 8 o'clock. That's pretty late.
I think that is late.
Well, it'll be 6:43 in Arkansas.
Right. Yeah, good point.
I'm looking at. It looks like there's 100 racetracks.
There's plenty of action.
Well, could Jason do that, or are you going to still be hammered with all your neighbors violating all the rules? On Saturday.
I don't want to lock in and commit to anything when I got people over.
Oh, okay.
You can handle it.
In all seriousness, you are actually doing a distancing thing, right? I mean, aren't you having people like on the driveway?
Yeah, front yard, driveway, yep.
Yeah,
unless it rains. It's
not supposed to rain on Saturday. It's supposed to be Monday.
Isn't this Saturday going to be silly? What's today going to be?
Today's going to be bazilly Thursday.
Thursday morning.
So get it in today.
Stormy.
Outside.
Very stormy tomorrow.
Get that fire built today.
Fire King's back.
Fire King back today. Fire King rained out Thursday.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Remember, coming up at 7:20, give you a chance to win some gift cards to Paisano's Pizza. We'll play Junkie's Password here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. On a game show Wednesday, we'll play some Junkies Password coming up at 7:20. Later in the program, Jay Busby's going to join us.
I know he wants to talk about the Waffle House opening up and how I guess he went to the Waffle House and it was a surreal scene.
Mm.
Love Waffle House.
He's down in NASCAR country.
So good.
Where does he live? North Carolina?
He's an Atlanta guy, I think.
Mm. What was the scene like at the Waffle House? People wearing masks, that kind of thing, until they were eating? Like, probably. How's that even working? I was wondering if...
Sitting 10 feet apart or so.
Oh, yeah, that kind of thing.
Probably taking tables out.
They have to do that, at least for now.
But you got to take the mask off. You got to eat.
Maybe they're going to make, like, masks so you can open your mouth.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know that innovation in masks is up and running.
Right. And I wonder if, like, when the guys come back and playing baseball, if they aren't wearing some sort of team-issued, breathable mask to kind of limit transmission of what particles that come flying out of your mouth.
They might
maybe,
be.
Maybe some guys.
Yeah. I wonder.
Do you think it'll be mandated?
Might be. I don't know. it's a great unknown.
I think there's a good possibility you're going to see those guys wearing masks at least at the beginning.
Some sort of like Nats mask or something, right? Some sort of face covering.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the deal for him was that he was the only guy in there. He was in there with four employees.
Right.
He probably had hash browns. He probably had like eggs over easy. Big stack of pancakes.
Sounds good.
Right. Or probably waffles at a waffle.
I talked to Riz yesterday on text. I just texted him and said, hey, how you doing? How you holding up?
Right.
He goes, man, I'm just waiting for some news on the season. I asked him because, you know, he's still down there at the Navy Yard with his new wife. I said, what's that like down there? Is this ghost town?
Right.
Right.
Nothing going on down there at the Navy Yard. Nope. Yeah. Zippy. He's just waiting for all the, you know, good news on the season, just like all of us are.
I mean, like a few weeks ago, he was definitely flexing by putting the World Series trophy in his window.
How
at
awesome
his spot
is that?
In Navy Yard, but he's probably grown tired of that. He's probably moved it out of that vantage point.
You know, Jason thinks he's flexing when he puts his six Christmas trees in front of all his windows. That's the ultimate flex.
Your World Series
trophy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. It's a good one to have.
I guess I could put my 8th grade, or what was it, my 10th grade intramural trophy at the Matha when we won that.
You're still holding on to that?
That was a big championship. That was pretty competitive, dude.
So, fellas, Jameis
Winston. He has a Dick Vitale mini ball case. He holds on to everything.
I guess.
Then he has a trophy.
He signed it. I don't throw away most autographs.
It's for you, EB, baby.
Thank you.
This is for you.
I got a soft spot for Dickie V. You don't?
Of course. Who doesn't?
I don't think about Dickie V ever.
You don't have a soft spot for him?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
at the end of the day.
I don't hate him. I mean, but,
do you like him? Do you have an affinity for Dickie
V? I'm indifferent.
You are?
Yeah, I'm indifferent.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, I obviously liked, I mean, he always called the biggest games, so.
Yeah, come on. You would he'd be one of the
I don't need
guys
his autograph on a ball.
I didn't ask for it. He'd be one of the, I didn't send it for $40 to his house and harass the personal assistant.
Oh, I'd much rather
months.
Have Barry.
Listen.
Yeah.
He would, we never talk about it. He'd be one of those guys that you'd love to play golf with because his stories will be unreal.
I feel like he would talk too much and we'd be sitting on the tee boxes waiting for him to finish. And then the group behind us is already pulling up, waiting for us.
Right, hitting into you.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Look, you're a PTP or primetime putter.
Then I'd feel like I was rushing.
Okay, that's true.
But when you're in the cart, I'd be bitter.
He's telling you silly, like Bobby Knight stories.
I'd rather just sit at a bar with him than I don't need to play golf.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'd do that.
I haven't heard him call a game in literally a decade. The last time I saw him, he was jumping into his pool because he was butt-sized that Tom Brady's coming to Tampa, and he's a Bucs season ticket holder.
Oh, did he do that bit on ESPN?
Yes. I don't know if he did it on ESPN, but he did it on my phone.
Yeah.
He did it on my AT&T silly.
That's hilarious.
On Twitter.
All right, are people lining up to play the game? I thought that's what we were doing.
7:20, Ricky.
That's like 30 minutes away. By the way, Jameis Winston officially signed with the Saints. One-year deal. This guy threw for 5,109 yards, 33 touchdowns, 30 picks. He was sacked 47 times. His rating was 84.3. His QBR was 54.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so his completion percentage is not great, 60%. But I did expect him to sign a multi-year deal. So he only got a one-year deal from the Saints to back up Drew.
I mean, I don't hate it as a reset year for him. He can kind of learn from one of the greatest of all time. He can learn at the hand of Peyton and then go out on the market next season when there's more opportunities available.
Right.
Because
Right now, there's not really opportunity for him to start anywhere except maybe Jacksonville.
By the way, you know who was second last year in passing yardage? Just kind of surprised me when I looked at the list.
Second last year in passing yardage
behind,
overall.
Behind Jameis, yep.
Ooh, let me think here.
Somebody Kirk played Cousins. A ton of games.
Kirky. No, because they've run the ball. No, that's no. Terrible
Cousins,
guess.
Cousins was way down the list, yeah. 16.
Phillip Rivers?
He was 4. Eric, guess? You hazard a guess?
No.
Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Wow. It's kind of surprising, but yeah, he 4,900 yards. Jared Goff 3, Rivers 4, Matt Ryan 5. I would have thought maybe Ryan, Russell Wilson, maybe Mahomes.
Russell Wilson's there. Not usually up there because they run, you know, they've been so committed to running the football.
Yeah, Draft T-shirt loves tuning in and watching Chris Carson get the ball 24 times per game.
That's why I would have thought that about Dak not being that high because, you know, they got Zeke. But
who
he was
trashing Dak yesterday? Was it Eskin? Eskin just came in and just nuked everybody in the division.
He said he didn't like him. He said he didn't think he was that good.
We had a guy that tweets us all the time that loves the show, this guy Don, and he apparently missed that interview yesterday, so he listened to it on the drive-in or, you know, the replay.
Yeah.
And he's so pissed at us for not standing up for the Skins, and we're like, dude, first of all, he's just goofing around, and what? We're not cheerleaders for the team.
Right. We're not paid by the Redskins.
No,
we're not
an
affiliate. We're not owned by that team. We're not a media arm of the Washington Redskins.
I mean, they're my favorite team, but only one of the four of us even likes them.
Eskin was pretty reasonable. He said that he thought the Redskins would win 6 or 7 games.
He was right with me. I got him in 7, and you guys are attacking me.
I mean, I kind of defended Haskins a little bit when he was killing him. I said, look, to be fair, a lot of people feel that way, but it's early in the career.
Yeah, so did I. I said he's only played like 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
And then he trashed his
after year 3,
career.
If he's still not winning games, okay, then Ron can move on.
Right. But I still don't get how people are tilted by guests that are clearly just, like, they're a goof.
Eric, you were ricking Valdez and I in here yesterday a little bit. Because you kept setting the table, like, letting people be prepared to be offended. Just have the guy on and let him rip.
Well, no, it's fine. I know the backlash.
Who cares? That people are mad about everything we do.
That's true. It's just, I don't know. I'm just trying to let them in on the bit. What's wrong with letting them in on the bit?
What's the bit? Is the guy from the loudmouth from Philadelphia?
Exactly. People are stupid. I'm trying to let them know.
People don't ever want to hear the other side. They don't want to hear the other side other than the Redskins.
Listen, I like having him on. He's one of my favorite guests.
Well, sometimes. He wasn't on for 18 months because you yelled at me because I booked him after the Eagles game one time.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was probably pissed. I was probably bummed.
Oh, you definitely were.
You were definitely Rick.
Yeah, but I still like him. I get it as a goof.
It's not a goof.
It's not a goof. He came on, he talked about Jalen Hurts, talked about the Eagles.
I think it's a goof when he comes on there and he's just tweaking. To me, it's a goof.
Serious.
He's just going around and he's tweaking everybody else.
You're tweaking me.
Tensions are rising.
Listen, if you don't think Howard Eskin has a shtick, you're crazy. His shtick is to kind of poke at things, and then specifically at other teams. Definitely.
You think he does that when he goes on in, like, Kansas City or in Arizona?
100%. 100%.
He probably knows, too, that who knows? He probably got back to him that you like it. You like when he tweaks everybody, and you just like to laugh. You sit back and laugh.
I just get a kick out of the guy.
Right. So
especially now.
He ramps it up a little bit.
When we're bad. I mean, I probably was pissed at him after a loss when I was emotionally invested at that time. But I can't even remember that.
Yeah, you yelled at us. Yeah.
I forgot. He sent me a direct message yesterday.
What did he say?
He said, hope it all worked out for you this morning. Where did you get that picture? LOL. I guess in the promo, I had a picture of him with Allen Iverson.
Ah.
When he was coming up on the show.
Gotcha.
Either that or one where he was flexing a Super Bowl ring.
Right. Right.
I can't remember which one because
follows you guys. He loves you guys.
Yeah, he was fine. All right, let's take a break. EB, we're playing the game at 7:20.
7:20? I'll ask you next break.
And we're playing Junkie's Password.
Yeah. I know. That's the game I wanted.
All right, we'll do that. Keep it here. We're the Junkies coming right back on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.